Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Outlanders 55 Distortion Offensive by James Axler. Narrated by Terrence Azelford and performed by a full cast. The elderly man was solidly built, with a wispy gray beard that sprouted from his chin like the gnarled roots of a potato plant. He stood watching the waves from his hiding place in an alleyway overlooking the beachfront as the setting sun painted the Pacific Ocean in hues of red and pink and orange. As the waves lapped against the shore, the old man pulled the glass bottle from one of the voluminous pockets of his waterproof coat. Streaks of grime and patches of sweat marred its once pristine appearance, evidence of his long trek from his prior home in the Canadian wilds. He was there under instruction. His master had sent him to recruit, as he had sent the other graduates from 10th City. The old man methodically broke the seal and unscrewed the cap of the bottle of home-brewed gin, then lifted the vessel to his lips. His nose wrinkled as he caught a smell of the clear brew. The fiery stench caught in the back of his nose and throat, not so much a smell as a feeling, a heat. Closing his eyes, the old man tipped the bottle and felt the cool liquid splash past his teeth, wash against his tongue and the sides of his mouth. After a brief moment, he pulled the bottle away and spit the mouthful of gin out across the stone slabs of the sidewalk. The elderly man stuck out his tongue, his eyes still screwed tight as he breathed out the savage taste that now lined the inside of his mouth and stung at his lips. The raw taste of gin made him cough, and for a few moments he hacked and sputtered. Then his eyes opened, and he pulled the capless bottle close once again, drawing it high until he held it over his own head. He looked up, seeing the dwindling sunlight dance across the surface of the bottle, feeling the weight of the liquid as it sloshed inside the clear glass. Then, closing his eyes once more, the old man deliberately tipped the bottle so that its contents poured over his upturned face, washing through his dirt-clotted hair and drenching his old clothes until his coat was sodden with gin. Reeking of alcohol, the old man stepped out into the street, swaying left and right as though on the deck of a ship in a ferocious storm. Prison had always been a breeding ground for recruitment, he knew. He only needed to get himself locked in a cell for utopia to begin. The utopia his master had promised for every man, woman, and child on the planet Earth. The utopia he had already embraced. Every star was a different color. 1,000 stars in the sky, 1,000 different colors. No two the same. It was as if the spectrum had lied to Pam all these years, and that only now had she finally been allowed to open her eyes for the first time and truly see the universe around her. She wondered why the spectrum had been hiding all these marvelous hues, just out of sight, pretending to have its familiar selection of just 7 bands of color, when in actuality its variations were beyond comprehension. 15 years old, Pam sat on the beach at the edge of the fishingville called Hope, gazing up at the night sky as 1,000 beautiful stars twinkled above her in their majestic greens and reds and blues and all those other colors that she didn't yet have names for. Beside her, Pam's boyfriend, Tony, was working at a little fire with a length of driftwood he had found washed up a ways along the coast. The driftwood stick, as well as that used for the fire itself, had once been part of the grand pier that had jutted into the sea here, back before the earthquake had struck and a tidal wave had demolished it. As Tony poked the fire, Pam turned her attention to the sea, where the starlight twinkled across the surface like a flock of playful birds. Even in the inky darkness of night, Pam could see the breakers crashing downward as the ocean sprinted toward the shore, only to pull back at the last second, clawing at the beach with foamy fingers. She had moved here just a few months ago, had traveled across the outlands along with her mother and her little sister in their hurry to escape the dreadful destruction of their home in the towering ville of Beausoleil. An aerial bombing raid had punished Beausoleil, leveling the magnificent ville in the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?